Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. What is going on, Time to Thrive fam? We are so excited to be back after a couple weeks off, but it was such a good couple weeks.
It has been a hot second since we have been able to record a podcast that we wanted to get out for you. And you guys, we didn't want to just record any podcast because that's boring. So we are coming to you guys with one that we are really, really excited for.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fire episode and I cannot wait for this one.
Today, we are going to be talking all about perspective and mindset, which is something that I think I'll speak for both of us that yes, especially growing up in sport and whatnot. If for those of you that don't know, I played ice hockey growing up for 17 years and Jared played collegiate baseball. Yes, we did like mindset training a little bit, but I really don't think it was until like the past 3 years when we started our online business that we really jumped into like really focusing on mindset, podcasts, growing your personal development, all that kind of stuff.
Like the things that I would do to go back to my 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 year old self and be able to give them the keys to be able to develop that mindset would be so much different. I can just imagine how much different even both of our sports would be and how much different our daily life would be if we would have been kind of diving into that mindset piece. And I feel like that was the one thing that I was always missing. In baseball, like I was a bit of a hothead. I was very, very aggressive when it came to the sport, but I wish I had a little bit of that click that I do now of the understanding, the perspective of things and how to really manage your mindset in certain situations.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me with hockey and honestly just kind of life is I always, yes, we would have, you know, guest speakers and whatnot come in and try to get you to do the affirmations and the visualization and all that, but it just never really clicked until I could actually put tangible things to it. So as we go through today, I want you guys to really think about what you can tangibly implement, because until, yes, we can do all of the mindset work and whatnot, but if we aren't actually putting into place certain routines or certain habits or certain, you know, conscious thought around what we're doing, it's really never going to stick. And it can long term, but we got to have those implementations in order to create it a habit, right? Like we got to actually make the time to listen to a podcast, to listen to an audiobook, to create that space, or else we're just never ever going to do it.
And the cool thing is too, is that over time it becomes one of those things where I remember like when I was driving to work for an hour to and from, it was one of those things that just became a habit. Instead of me going to my Spotify playlist and pressing liked songs and listening to music mindlessly for an hour, I was very intentional with what I was doing and what I was listening and what was going into my ears during that hour to an hour from work. And it becomes one of those things that becomes second nature once you start to really dive in and see what happens when you start to work on your mindset.
Yeah. So I always like to say like mindset is a muscle. You have to work it just like you have to work your biceps or your quads or your glutes. Like if you want to build a strong, sturdy, resilient mindset that can really like take the test of time, you have to work it. So what that can look like is daily podcasts, affirmations, meditations, audiobooks, team calls if you're in a business, like actually plugging in. And most of the time when you think you don't need it is when you actually need it the most.
100%.
So how I get mindset work in on a day-to-day basis looks different most days. So that could look like a morning meditation. Usually I do something while getting ready. Like it's, I would say probably 75% of the time when I'm getting ready, I'm listening to
a podcast, a meditation. You're listening to something which gives you kind of that start of the day, which is really, really cool. And I've noticed this big shift in the way that you start your day as of late and as of these last few months especially. And it sets you up in a different manner. You get up and you get into your own zone, your own flow. Like, realistically, like, we want to wake up and we want to put ourselves into a position to win the day. And you've been really, really doing that. And you've been working on that very hard. So I applaud you for that, Jord.
Mm-hmm. And I really do notice a shift. But I find for myself, that's 20 minutes by the time I'm like, okay, I've washed my face, I've put on some makeup, I've gotten dressed, I've made my lunch, I've made a smoothie for breakfast. Like, that could just be like me rushing around during the morning. But as soon as you implement a podcast or a meditation or something like that, it is a game changer. And it's like, okay, yes, I'm running around the house, but I'm also working on my mindset. And it's incorporating that, because I don't have, or I don't prioritize, 20 minutes of me sitting on the floor doing a sitting still meditation every single morning.
Totally. And then for me, like, it looks a lot different than for you. For me, I listen to a lot of my mindset work and my podcasts while I'm on the treadmill walking at mm-hmm. the gym. Every single day, like, I go to the gym and I always end my workout with a treadmill, and it's always with a podcast, because realistically, like, I don't enjoy listening to podcasts when I'm working out, simply because I just don't get the tangible tips or the value that comes from it. But when I'm on the treadmill and I'm looking out the window and I'm listening to what they're actually saying, I feel like I can hold on to that a lot more. So that's kind of what I do.
So I want you to take a couple seconds and just think about, like, you're obviously listening to a podcast right now. So whether you're driving, whether you're walking, whether you are sitting, whether you're cleaning your house, whatever it is, I applaud you for doing so. But think about how you can make this a habit going forward. So is it a daily lunchtime walk that you're going on? Is it doing morning affirmations? I personally use the Superhuman app. I love it because it has meditations that I can do while I'm sitting. I can do them while I'm walking, whatever it is. But there's a ton of free versions out there too that are on YouTube or wherever. If you need links to some of those, just send me an Instagram message. I'll put my handle in the bio and we can connect and I can help you out. But think about that. And just remember that if you haven't worked your mindset muscle yet today or in a day, do it. It will change the game for you. So the next kind of point we wanted to go into was kind of the awareness around that your mind gives up before your body or your potential does.
Yeah. And this really doesn't matter, like, whether it's sports, business, your trainings. This is, to paint you a little bit of a picture, this entire portion reminds me of that picture that I saw once. And it was this guy with a pickaxe and he was digging through a tunnel, and he was an inch away from digging one more time and getting to the diamond, but his mind said, nope, there's no diamonds in this mine, I'm gonna turn around and give up. When if he would have just given it one more shot, one more go, he would have got to his goals on where he's going. So your mind can play tricks on you, and it does to us and it does to anyone, where you think that you don't have that last rep or that last reach out or that last conversation, when realistically, if you did one more and you compound that, your entire life is going to be turned around and turned differently.
This is huge. And it, when you just said that, it kind of reminded me of Ed Milet's book.
Yeah, 100%.
The Power of One More, right? And he always talks about that. And even when we can, like, still are building our business, like, I always think, I'm like, okay, but what if that one more conversation was that person that literally changed the trajectory of our business? Like, what if that one person has an amazing network that I can connect with? Maybe that one person, I could impact their life in some way.
You can turn that one person into a massive transformation. And like you just said, their entire life can change.
Yeah.
And it's just because you were able to give that one more step and have that one more conversation that really just changes it.
And sometimes we think that we're in this place where we're like, okay, we can't do it, we can't do it. And I always think back to when I played for Team Canada, and I played for Team Canada in hockey, and we would literally get flown out to either Toronto or Calgary, and we would do an entire week. It was called Fitness Camp. And it was in April, and we would literally just get flown there, and we were always so pumped about it, but it was a week of, like, physical training, like, just fitness testing. Beep test, riot test, like, all of these different insane tests. You were the most exhausted you've ever been in your life. But it was just them testing your physical abilities. And that was probably, yes, it was physically the hardest week of my life ever, but mentally it was so hard because you are literally just pushing your body to the max. But when you're there, it was funny because my like accomplishments, what I was getting on these tests was always so much higher than what I would get when I would go back to like my regular team and do the fitness mm-hmm. training, because my mindset was there. Like I was on a pedestal. Like I was at Team Canada training camp. I had people that I had to perform for. The head scout was literally sitting right beside me while I was doing one of the bike tests. And like my mindset was on. I was in like superhuman mode where I was pushing my body till the absolute like end, compared to being on a smaller stage where I just didn't have to push that hard.
Yeah, it's so crazy that you talk about that, because now I'm like thinking about baseball and everything. And when we would face teams that were like number one in the conference, we would step up. We would step up for those games and we would go out and we would give every single thing we've got. And then when we were facing the teams that are in the bottom of the league and you expect to just walk in and go on a cakewalk, we'd lose those games. And it was so frustrating as a player, but I can only imagine now, and I completely sympathize and understand with how frustrated I saw my coaches when we lost those games to the bottom of the league teams. And it's because our mindset wasn't there. And like just talking about that and hearing you talk about that gave me chills. Thinking back to those really, really tough conversations that our coach were having, I'm using tough lately, in the clubhouse, when we would lose to one of those teams. And now it's just like, yeah, you know what? We went into that game thinking that we were going to do something, but our mindset was lacking so hard that none of us were focused.
I think the biggest thing too that kind of comes from both of those is just comfort. Like totally. When you are comfortable with where you're at, like I honestly, I think comfort is one of the biggest thieves of joy, whether that be in a relationship, whether that be in your businesses, whether that be in your personal goals, whether that be in your mindset. Like when we get comfortable, and not to say that we always have to be striving for more and more and more and never happy with where we're at, but when we just stop working for that next 1%, right?
Yeah, you become complacent.
Try to be a little bit better, because complacency can really take a toll. Like when I get complacent and comfortable, I notice that my habits slip. I don't prioritize my workouts as much, my healthy eating as much. I start to feel poor about myself. I don't feel as sexy, and I whatever. That has an impact on our relationship. Like mm-hmm. you're not your best self. It all spirals, right? And then I'm not showing up with the same energy in our businesses and at the office.
And then it compounds and blows up on you.
So really remembering that and thinking like, okay, when we're recording this, we're like 3 weeks into the month, okay? If you are in any type of sales role, or if you're going for a goal this month, whether it be with your workouts or your business or income or whatever it is, and you are kind of going through that, like, we call it in our organization, kind of like the mid-month mind fuck, okay?
And see, like, the reason for that is, like, when you start the month, it's on the first and you're proclaiming all these goals. So we're just going to use random figures here, but say that it was your goal was to do 100%, right? And you're halfway through the month and you've done 25% of your goal, or 10% of your goal, or 5% of your goal. And you say, well, this isn't the month. I guess I'm going to give up. When it's like, no, today is day one and I'm going to restart and I am starting fresh, and I can do 100% of that goal in the next 15 days. I can do 100% of my goal in the next 7. But I just need to open up my mindset and open up my mind to be able to realize like that this is truly possible.
And get out of that comfort and up that urgency, right? Up the urgency. When we have urgency in our life and in our goals, we make things happen. I think back to college, like when I had a month to write a paper, that paper not getting written. Like that paper was getting written the night before, and I would bust it out and I would write an amazing paper. Why? Because I was focused on it. I was hyper vigilant. I would like put all my distractions aside. My phone would go away, and I would have at that time a massive coffee, because that's when I was addicted to coffee, and I would bust out that lab report or that paper, and it was like amazing, right?
The old crush and send method. You crush it, you send it, and it's some of the best work.
But that's sometimes what we need to replicate in our own lives, right? Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid of that. And a lot of the times when you get into that urgent, like uncomfortable activity is when you really see that exponential growth. So give yourself a bit of a mindset check and see if you need to do that. So our next point is looking at your circle and looking at their and your habits when you're with that circle. Yeah.
Like the biggest thing too is like, this brings me back to that same where it's like, you are the sum of what, the three or the five people that you surround yourself with. And I have never seen this to be more true than once you start to really develop your mindset and you start talking about high level things. Are you talking about, are you gossiping about other people, or are you talking about like what you're going to do with your real estate portfolio in 20 years? Are you talking about like what Susie did last Tuesday, or are you talking about finances and all these things that are actually going to make a difference in your
opportunity, life, opportunity, the world, totally, what's going on, all these sorts of things?
Because like, if you're continuously surrounding yourself with people who gossip, you're going to be the person that's gossiping with them. But if you surround yourself with high level people who want more out of life and who want to achieve big things, you're going to be talking about things that might sound absolutely insane to you, and you're going to look back in 20 years and you're going to be like, damn, I actually accomplished this.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big things too is thinking and again becoming really in tune with how you feel coming away from certain situations, lunch dates, conversations, and whatnot, mm-hmm, and really kind of taking a moment and being like, okay, did that serve me or did that not serve me? Mm-hmm. Like, am I walking away feeling inspired and motivated and my cup is full and I feel so good about that conversation?
Or am I feeling drained, yeah, and like just not wanting to be there and like looking back on it and it's just like, am I feeling like I am the one that's holding up this relationship, whether it be friendships, whether it be whatever? Am I the one that's holding on to this because of the fact that we were friends for 10 years? Or are we actually creating a genuine connection to move forward and grow? Because if it's not the latter, then realistically, like, what are you holding on for? You're holding on to something that was. But people grow, people change, people become different people, and a lot of the time that's just not going to serve you in the long run.
And that's okay.
Totally okay.
And it's okay to like learn and grow. And honestly, boundaries are sexy. You can have friends that aren't one of those people that like light you up and fill your cup, and you can still maintain a relationship with them. That's fine. It just might look a little bit different. It just might not be as frequent or long stances or whatnot. Like, that is totally okay.
But so, think about like when you do talk to these people and you bring up something, say that it's a new business or say that you've started a new hobby and you bring up what you're doing, what was their initial reaction to you? Was it of joy? Was it of cheering you on? Was it of like, yeah, that's amazing, like, might not be for me, but I want you to crush it and no matter what you're doing? Or is it that they have zero interest and they want to basically tear you down for it? Because if it is not full of joy and uplifting, like, it's a one-sided relationship.
And this really leads me well into our last and final point, is about controlling your thoughts. And this is huge and something that I have really been focusing on for the past probably 3 years. And honestly, I'm just gonna say it straight up, I feel like I'm really good at it.
I would say so.
I feel like, especially with my job working as a dentist, I'm constantly working with very anxious patients who don't want to be there. So I have to be really good at controlling my thoughts and controlling situations day in and day out. In our online business, same thing. And just in working with people all the time, it is something that I have become really good at. So on average, there was research done in 2023 that on average we have 60,000 thoughts per day. Okay, those are 60,000 opportunities for you to, I want you to think of your brain and all these like thoughts as like a bank. You can either bank negative thoughts or you can bank positive thoughts. Okay, naturally our brain wants to have negative thoughts. That's typically where our brain is wired to go. We look in the mirror. What are we critiquing? When we eat something, oh, is this bad? When we work out, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough calories. That I didn't push myself hard enough. When you do something, oh, that wasn't good enough. Like all of those certain things, instead of reframing, somebody cuts you off on the road, automatic negative, right? Something doesn't go your way. Why didn't it go my way? Instead of starting to really reframe your thoughts and thinking about a positive take on something.
Totally. Like your biggest cheerleader or your biggest enemy is right between your two ears. And it happens every single day where we get to choose if we're going to be overly positive, like some of those people who are positive about everything. And you know what? That's amazing. There is a balance. However, it's one of those things where you need to be able to feed yourself positive thoughts, or else all you're going to be doing is living in a negative mentality, and it's going to continue to spiral, and then you'll have no control over how your mind is thinking.
I love to think of the airport. I find this is when most people are tested, and you really get to see who has a strong mindset and who sees like the positive side of life or who doesn't. There are people. I had a flight to Nashville last spring
May
for my sister-in-law's bachelorette party, okay? And our flight was supposed to leave at 7 in the morning. We were delayed in the Vancouver airport for like 6 hours, okay? Bummer. Missed my flight. Missed the whole day in Nashville. I was going to spend it with my brother. We had some plans, all the things. I didn't end up getting there till like 11 p.m. First thing in the morning, our plane gets delayed 6 hours. People were livid. The reason for the delay was because of mechanical issues. I do not want to get in a plane that has mechanical issues. Thank you so much, pilot, for finding those mechanical issues and doing your job properly and doing a proper, thorough safety inspection and keeping me on the ground here. And you know what I did instead? Yes, we missed the whole day, but I threw in a podcast. I went for a walk around there. I literally texted Jared and I was like, I'm going to have a great day in the Vancouver airport. I literally did a Pilates workout in like at the gate. And like, maybe that seems outrageous, but I was dealt a hand of cards. I was dealt a shitty hand of cards and I tried to make it the best I could, because at the end of the day, I would rather be killing 6 hours in the Vancouver airport than on a plane with mechanical issues that can't land.
But even if there wasn't mechanical issues, and even if it was a BS excuse, at the end of the day, you chose to figure out and you decided how your day was going to go. You could either sit in pity or you could make the best of it. And you clearly made the best of it. And that's one thing that sets you apart.
And not getting mad at all the other people there. I felt so bad for the flight attendants, for the people at the desk. It is not their fault. And people were yelling and screaming and so angry. And I literally went up to the guy and I was like, I am so sorry for all of this. This is not your fault. And just had a really nice conversation. So think about that. When you're in those situations, when you're having those conversations, you guys, there's so much research too that relates your positivity and negativity and your mindset to your gut bacteria, how your gut health is functioning, like all of these sorts of things. Like you are literally influencing your physiology by how you think.
And it all comes down to just being aware of your mindset on a daily basis, always double thinking, making sure that you are making your mindset a priority. It is the most powerful tool that we have, and it dictates so much of what we do.
Totally.
So, but with that being said, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to do one ask of you, is to share this with your Instagram following. Share this with somebody who needs a little bit more of mindset in their life. Share it, tag us, and we will make sure to reply to you guys about every question you have.
We are so grateful and we cannot wait to chat with you guys on the next episode. Cheers.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.